Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you. Bring up whatever you want is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, we're going to go into your phone calls here. And speaking of phone calls, we've been talking text messaging. There's more to the information that we were just barely starting to give you in the last hour about how often people, especially young people, are sending texts and what scientists are saying about it, suggesting that our mobile phone usage is eroding our personal relationships. We'll get back to that. First, Philip is on the line in Michigan. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Well, as you guys may know, may not know, I'm not sure. Right to Work was just passed in Michigan this evening in both the House and the Senate. They got more work to do on it. But anyways, I was curious. I want to tell you about my thoughts on Right to Work, and I'm very much a libertarian-minded guy. Mm-hmm. And on one hand, I think, you know, people should have the choice to freely associate. You know, if they want to voluntarily associate, that's fine, but they shouldn't be forced to associate with a union. That
sure.
being said, should an employer also have the option to voluntarily sign a contract saying that we will only hire union workers here? So I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on Right to Work as far as voluntarism goes.
No, I agree with you. I mean, now I don't know much about the Michigan Right to Work law. I did hear see the headline that it had passed. Are you suggesting that an employer cannot sign such an agreement under this Right to Work law?
Under the Right to Work law that was that's being worked up, is that any public or private employer won't be able to make a contract saying that they will exclusively hire, so you can't have any union shops anymore. For example, we have a lot of General Motors here, big mm-hmm. three auto companies. A lot of them are union shops, and they can only hire union workers at those plants. After this mm-hmm. passes, that will be no more.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think that a business owner should I'm interested in hearing what you guys have to say, but I think that business owners should be able to enter whatever contract with whoever they want to. I can understand that some might suggest the union is strong-arming them somehow into signing these agreements.
Right.
But as long as it's a completely voluntary agreement, then it's none of my damn business. I wouldn't tell them they couldn't sign it.
Obviously, public is a little bit different because when it comes to public unions, we are the quote-unquote company, and they are pretty much taking – policing us.
Yeah, I think that an individual should not have to sign up for a union if they don't want to sign up for a union. And a lot of times, a lot of states will have this rule where, you know, they have this vote. And if it's a majority in an open ballot, and they'll threaten people if they don't vote the way they want them to, and if it's 51% want the union, the other 49% have to go along, and then they pressure the employer to sign up and that kind of thing. I don't think that it should be coercive. But if the union can get the employer to sign up and say that we're only going to hire people who are in the union, and to me this speaks to sort of the quality of the work. I can get how some people are tradesmen in their area, and they may want to get together so they get paid better than the little guy or whatever, and I can see that. I think that there's some areas where people are unionized where, you know, maybe it doesn't have the same skill level as it does in other places. I think auto workers, probably a high-skill job. I'm thinking people who work at Walmart, probably not that high a skill. So,
I'm just thinking, you know, in a lot of these places, a lot of these businesses, what happens if, the entire union to pressure the boss says, hey, you don't sign this contract saying that you're only going to hire union workers, we're all going to walk. We ain't coming back until you sign it.
I think, you know, it's a voluntary society. A voluntary society, that's perfectly fine. People can quit anytime they want. And they're free to walk, and the employer's free to hire somebody else.
Yeah, that's a different kind of tactic than threatening to burn their house down or something like that, or kidnap their granddaughter.
Well, history shows unions do have close ties to gangs and such, and that's a different topic. So
yeah, no, I'm with you there, Philip. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, no problem. 855-450-FREE. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We're talking about texting at the moment. There's a story out of the Daily Mail where scientists, some of them, are saying Dr. James Roberts, specifically the Baylor's Huckamer School of Business, said that it was important for students who spend up to 7 hours a day interacting with communication technology to recognize when their behavior is becoming a problem. He says mobile phones are part of our consumer culture. They're not just a consumer tool, but are used as a status symbol. They're also eroding our personal relationships, he says. Previous studies into the habits of university students have revealed young adults send an average of 109.5 texts per day, the equivalent of around 3,200 messages per month. Are you saying, oh, my God, because that's a lot?
It's a lot. I mean, it's interesting because, you know what, if I think about it, if that was text messages, if you were counting Facebook posts, then I'm well above that. But if it's specifically text messages, I don't know. I've never liked text messages, especially text messaging plans, because I don't feel that it's fair to charge $5 a month for more data I already have a data plan.
I pay way too much money for texting on my Verizon plan.
I've never paid for a text messaging plan. There's no way.
I joined Verizon out of protest to Sprint. I actually went and left Sprint and paid more with Verizon for the same level of service because I was upset at what Sprint was doing to me.
Wow, what were they doing?
I had been pretty happy with Sprint for a while, like several years, ever since I moved up to New Hampshire.
It's like picking between mafias.
Right.
It really is.
And basically, they ended up instituting a 4G charge, a $10 a month 4G charge, at some point a couple years ago. And I'd heard about this, and I thought, oh, well, that's fine. You know, I don't have 4G. It's not even available in Keene, New Hampshire, so I'm not concerned because I'm not getting that charge. There's no 4G. But then what they ended up doing was they changed it to a smartphone charge.
Right.
So after they hit people with 4G for a while, they then decided, well, we're just going to hit everybody with the extra $10 a month charge simply for getting a smartphone. Yeah. Now, I had been grandfathered in because I'd already had a phone, but then you know, I'd had that phone for a couple of years. I decided I wanted to upgrade, get a fancier, newer phone.
Right.
And at that point, I called them to activate this phone that I'd gotten on eBay. I got the phone on eBay to save a little bit of money.
And I specifically
went with a 3G phone. It's hard to find them, but they still make 3G-only phones because I figured, again, you know, there's no 4G in Keene, so why should I pay extra for the 4G fee? I like the idea of having a smartphone. I don't really care about 4G. So I specifically selected a 3G phone, which didn't have quite the same feature set that the 4Gs did. And when I called up to activate the phone, they said, there's a $10 a month smartphone charge. I said, wait a minute, what about the... I thought it was just a 4G charge. No, it's on every new activated smartphone. And so I basically said, well, I've been a customer with you guys for 6 years now. I've been pretty happy. And, you know, would you consider waiving that fee? I mean, I specifically picked a 3G phone so I would avoid what I thought was a $10 a month 4G fee.
Okay, we've considered it. No.
Nope. Yeah, we're not going to do it. I got them to escalate it to, like, level 2 customer service or whatever. Just gave them the chance to, retain the account. And so I said, look, you know, thanks but no thanks. I'll just return this phone and I'll go with your competitor. And
then I found, unfortunately, that with phone companies, screaming helps a lot.
Yeah, I just don't care that much. At that point, I told them, look, I'm going to go with your competitor. And, of course, then the account retention procedure comes into place where they attempt to, you know, keep your business. And they go through whatever script they have. They pull up their account retention script. they go through that script. And that's when they pointed out, well, our competitors are more expensive. And I said, I'm aware of that. But you guys clearly don't really care about my business. So I'm willing to go and pay more with the competitor where I literally am paying, about 25% more for the same level of service. Actually less, because with Verizon I'm paying 4 texts and there's a cap on the bandwidth, whereas with Sprint there wasn't. But I was willing to walk away because they wanted to hit me with a fee that I was, you know, pretty much surprised by. I mean, really? $80 a month isn't enough? You got to get another 10?
Right.
So that is as an aside. Apparently these students, university students, they send 109.5 texts per day, but they receive 113 texts. They check their phone 60 times in a typical day. In all, students spend about 7 hours a day interacting with information and communication technology. The mobile phones are accessible at any time, even during class, and possess an ever-expanding array of functions, making their use or overuse increasingly likely. Dr. Roberts calls this disastrous to their social lives. We'll explain here in moments. And what has your experience been as Johnson pulls out his phone? This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Since we're talking texting, you should know we've got a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams, the podcast, and some of the software that you might need to get tuned into us online via your cell phone. Once again, go to m.freetalklive.com. By the way, I forgot to mention the story about the text messaging as far as the cops wanting to create 2 years' worth of text logs at various different companies across the country. That was submitted to our website by revolutionnews.us. So thanks for to all of our listeners for going to freetalklive.com and to putting various different interesting news articles and YouTube videos and blog posts and things like that on our site to be voted upon by listeners just like you. You can go to freetalklive.com to do that. Free.
Government currencies can be inflated at the whims of politicians. And if the world used bitcoins, then, well, governments would have to think much longer and harder about who they went to war with. That's because bitcoins can't be inflated. It's not possible for some politician to go out there and inflate bitcoins. You can't counterfeit them. They're peer-to-peer and open source. You can go check the software yourself if you have the ability to check these things. But, you know, I don't. But I know people who do, and they seem confident in it. It's bitcoins. You can find out more by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But antiwar.com is having its fun drive, and they take bitcoins now. Go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there that are reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. Antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in bitcoins.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're talking texting, and maybe you've got some experience with this. Maybe you're a parent, and you've got a young person in your family who is totally hooked on their cell phone, and it's affecting your ability to, I don't know, do things as a family. Certainly, people have seen this when they go to the grocery store, for instance, or, you know, out at a restaurant. You inevitably will observe young people just completely, you know, absorbed in their phones. As in some cases you might have seen earlier, you know, a decade ago, maybe a young person with a handheld video game system.
Game Boy.
Or, yeah, Game Boy, perhaps, or something like that. You know, and some scientists are saying this is bad, that, you know, this is destroying people's social lives.
Well, I was talking to a friend here in town yesterday, and she was talking about how her grandson, who's some remarkably low age, I think it was 8, wanted, you know, he wanted to be able to text to his friends, and so his parents got him a cell phone, and that he, I guess he was having some trouble with the cell phone working. He couldn't text to his friends, and she had basically first said, you know, you're going to have to put that away while we're interacting because that's just not appropriate. And then when he could use it, it wasn't working for some reason. So rather than going to out to eat with his grandmother, which was what the offer was, he decided he wanted to go home so his mom could fix his cell phone so he could text to his friends. That's affecting one's social life.
Yeah,
I mean, an 8-year-old grandmother, you know, I mean,
how does grandma feel about that?
She wasn't overly pleased.
Indeed. So you're welcome to share your experiences with us here on this at 855-450-FREE. Dr. Roberts, one of the folks who's been looking at this, and his team said that for the majority of young people, losing their phone would be disastrous to their social lives. At first glance, one might have the tendency to dismiss such aberrant mobile phone use as merely youthful nonsense, a passing fad, he said. But an emerging body of literature has given increasing credence to cell phone addiction and similar behavioral addictions. I admit it. I have a problem with Facebook. Put me in a program or something like that because I have a problem with it. I find myself on Facebook and I find myself just scrolling down and looking at all the.
But do you find yourself truly addicted? I mean, yeah, I do that too. But I feel like if I go away on a trip or, you know, go somewhere else, like I'm not jonesing for it if I can't get on Facebook.
I wouldn't say I'm jonesing for it if I'm not on Facebook, but if I'm in front of some sort of connected device and Facebook is an option for me, I will find myself there. I'll see something on my email notices from Facebook that'll be interesting, and then I'll click in there. And in some cases, I'll get distracted from the original reason I even went to Facebook by something else that I see on Facebook that will take me away from the original purpose. And before I know it, I've been there for 20 minutes. It's doing various different, you know, little things on Facebook, and I haven't done the original thing that I went there for, and I probably don't even remember the reason why I'd originally gone there.
Yeah, I've done that many, many times, you know.
I think it's a problem. Right. Yeah. Me too.
But, I mean, I don't think that that's the same thing as an addiction, because I think it's just filling in the old things that we used to do to
like get things done.
No, like to distract ourselves from getting things done. In other words, maybe. In the past, you know, the way I might distract myself might have been on, you know, FARC or Dig, or other sites that are now, you know, not as popular. I don't even want to compare Dig and Fark in that level, because Dig is just completely defunct.
Well, and every now and then,
Fark is still awesome.
You'll find something really, you know, worthy. I'll find some kind of show prep or something that was really useful that, you know, I'm glad I was there to see. Maybe I wouldn't have seen it otherwise, and, you know, maybe it wouldn't have popped up in my other show prep methods, and I happen to find something really useful, and that, of course, justifies the behavior for me. Oh, well, now that I found something useful, this is okay. I can keep scrolling down and scrolling down and scrolling down.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, it's a problem. Let's go to the phones. Greg's in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Greg.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate you guys spreading the message. I wanted you guys to let us know how we can help support. I think there's a few dollars we can pay. And maybe some websites you guys check out that we might not know about, and maybe some videos you guys might watch that we might know about. And,
Greg, your check will be in the mail after the show tonight. Appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that. It is the AMP program. That is one way that listeners can get behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com, and it is $5 a month, and it does help us out. It helps us get on more stations across the country, and it helps us reach out to more program directors and you know, spread Free Talk Live as far and as wide as possible. Also, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com as well. Great way to get some holiday gifts for your loved ones and help Free Talk Live, because we get a portion of the purchase price when you enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. So those are two ways. And another one, of course, is to tell your friends to listen to some Free Talk Live. You can also like us on Facebook.
And speaking of a video, what's the message of liberty? Is that the name of the
philosophy?
The philosophy of liberty.
That's a good one.
This is a really great video that you can put up, link to on your Facebook or whatever for your friends and family. As a matter of fact, I'll put it up on Free Talk Live now.
That's a 10-minute one.
I think it's like 8 minutes or something.
It's funny that you say that, because I've been wanting to graphically redo that video for a long time.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's too slow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's too long. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. You can go to freekeen.com if you go to the new page or the About Free Keen. There's a few videos there. One of them is Adam Kokesh. In 2 minutes, he really kind of nails it.
Overviews. There's a video section of the Free Talk Live Facebook profile that I set up a long time ago, and I added a bunch of these to it.
Oh, excellent.
And there's it's kind of hidden. You don't really see it, because it's not one of those things that's like right out in your face, but it's there.
LearnLiberty.org has a bunch of financial stuff, and it's really, really great in that area.
Greg, hope that helps, man. Thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, and again, if you want to find us on Facebook, you can quickly go to facebook.freetalklive.com, anywhere from the web. That'll pull us up. And click that like button, and then there's also, I guess you have to subscribe to our updates now. So if you click the like button again, or hover over it or something, and then you can like click subscribe to the updates so we don't miss anything. So again, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. So they're yours free. You just have to go to freetalklive.com and enjoy, including archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. We've got them back for years and years. You can just go and click and download. Right there on the top of the site, you can get the last 7 days' worth easy access. And then if you click into the archive section, that takes you back into the depths of years' worth of the show. You can also go to our SoundCloud page, which is kind of a hip way to share audio online. Go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Take you right to it, and that'll actually give you access to both Free Talk Live and the Edgington Post episodes that Mark does here and there. Mark, have you done any Edgington Post this week?
Not this week.
It was a slow week. Normally you do at least one or a few per week.
A couple few a week. I've got one scheduled for Monday.
Okay, cool.
So, you know, it's the holidays, man. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm just asking. And if you are on our website, freetalklive.com, and you want to reach SoundCloud, just go on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there, and then click the Share button on any one of our episodes to easily share it to your Facebook, Twitter, or your social network of preference.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so I'd ask the question.
I just want to know how it felt, Ian, to almost check your MySpace.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you said during the break that MySpace has been purchased by Justin Timberlake, apparently, and is going through a redesign that they're about to relaunch.
It looks good. It looks like it could be potentially good.
It does look good, but it's going to be hard for them to take market share away from Facebook.
Sure is.
They're letting people sign in with Facebook,
right?
Yeah, that's really acknowledging, you know, who's the king of the hill, I guess, in that particular case. But no one stays on top for long. I mean,
right.
Facebook can't stay on top for long.
That's not a rule.
It's not a rule, but it's an observation.
It's an observation,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens to all the big businesses. They get too big for their britches. They don't change appropriate to the times, and they crumble. So how long will Facebook dominate?
My problem with Facebook is it changes too much. Shove a timeline down my throat.
Yeah. So back on the texting topic here, we were talking previously, and we can get back to the social aspect, but I saw a neat tweet here from C.D. Howie. He's apparently crunched the numbers. We were talking previously, the federal government, the police officers associations are lobbying to have cell phone companies retain 2 years' worth of texts. And apparently a number of companies don't hold more than 5 days' worth or 7 days' worth. Some even hold nothing as far as your text, the content of your text is concerned. C.D. Howie ran the numbers because we said that that in a year's time, 2 trillion SMS messages are sent. He says it would take about 317 terabytes of storage space to store 2 trillion SMS messages plus the metadata, not including lookup indices. And then he went on to say to adjust his number to 450 plus terabytes if you include the indices.
But
that's
what about
a lot.
Video that might be attached to it?
Well, you're right. He's only talking about SMS.
It's a lot of text, but it's really not a lot of. I mean, you think about that, that's like $4,000 in investments in hard drives.
For that many hundreds of terabytes, really? Is that,
yeah,
that cheap these days?
2 terabyte hard drive you can get for about $90 now.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, so it's really not that huge of an investment.
Well,
so you put that in a big closet.
It's still a lot of data, and I just thought that was interesting that somebody took the time to run the numbers on that. The other question
the other thing to think about that, and what's scary about that is that they can save all of America's texts in a closet in one office somewhere. You know, we're getting to the point of where data collection is, you know, can become scarily efficient, which is really what that whole carnivore program is about, you know, saving everyone's phone calls, and then they can just go back and search through it later when they're looking for their particular target.
Well, that's why I'm surprised. I mean, are they actually doing that? I mean, the carnivore program?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised that they're not already doing it with texting.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm with you. That is surprising.
Either way, if I were you and you had something sensitive to send over texting, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Meet me later in the woods.
If you ultimately have to, there are programs. There's actually not that many of them. There's one of them for Android called Text Secure. That is an encryption program for SMS texting, meaning that if you are viewing it from the outside, if you are not the recipient, the verified recipient, if you were just like the phone company looking at the messages, all they'll see is a jumble of encryption.
Right.
So there are ways to encrypt one's text.
Stop texting.
But how do you know the text?
That's my suggestion. Right. Stop texting and download an IM program for your smartphone.
How do you know that the texting program wasn't written by the NSA?
Right.
How do you know there's not a back door into it or something like that?
I don't know. Start, just use an instant message client of some sort, preferably.
You mean with like an over the record or off the record OTR?
Sure.
Encryption?
Or, you know, you can use, you know, encryption, but my point is really just to stop using texting because it's ridiculous. Use your data network. Just stop using texting so that they stop feeling like, oh, we can charge for this little thing that's, you know, it's just data, but we're going to treat it separately. Because that gives them license to say, oh, well, you listen to music using a music app on your phone, and music is different data. Or, you know, you watched YouTube, and YouTube is video, and video is different data, so we're going to charge you a video fee. It's like, no, text is not different. It is also data, and it is very small little data. You shouldn't be charging $5 a month.
It's ridiculous, but apparently they can get away with it because people are so hooked on texting. And there is one other factor that comes into play. Typically, if you're not considering, if you are roaming, you can still send a text. but you cannot get on data services. You can't get an internet connection in most roaming kind of situations that I've seen, because each cell phone company has to have interlocking agreements with, okay, are we going to allow other companies to use our data service? If so, how much will we allow them to use? Yeah. And so there may be extra fees involved in that. And every time that the companies, and I don't know what all agreements they have,
right.
But if you're out roaming, let's say you've got AT&T right now, and mm-hmm. their signal sucks in New Hampshire from what I understand. So if you're out and you're getting a roaming signal, you're then maybe using Sprint or Verizon's network or something like that. AT&T probably has to pay Sprint or Verizon for every text that you send, or they have some sort of limit, or there's something there where there are increased costs that are associated with texting. But you're right. I mean, if you were to use like a Google Voice application on your phone, you could then send texts through the Google Voice application, but that would only be when you have a data connection, and it would not work in roaming.
Text messages.
I mean,
my suggestion would be that people keep open, you know, whatever instant message client.
Cool, but if I need to send a text, if I need to send to someone and I'm roaming, instant message isn't going to work.
Right.
Only text will work in a roaming environment.
I tend to use, for now I've started using Facebook a lot to send people text or instant messages
mm-hmm.
on, because Facebook, so many people are just on Facebook. You know, you can send them a message and they have the app on their smartphone or they're on it, and it's like, so now that's taking the instant message share. You know, I remember back when it was like the big thing where it was like between ICQ and AOL.
And AOL. And now AOL, you know, didn't they shut down the AIM division?
Something, I don't know.
I think they did, the AOL Instant Messenger.
It was sold to Google. Google's
really?
Phones, yeah.
Mark Christian writes on Facebook in response to my question, is your phone destroying your social life? He says, phones already have. When you're out with a friend or significant other in public, it's pretty insulting when that person is paying more attention to their phone than the friend/other person. All people do now is walk around and into other objects and people, staring at that damn thing and playing with it. And I think that that's something you can observe. I mean, people are constantly. I was doing it today, walking down the street, you know, checking something on the phone. It's something people do. And
what do you think? I don't know if you guys have discussed Google goggles or heads-up
goggles
displays in general. Like that, Google goggles is the first product that's really going to come out with this altered reality kind of
augmented reality.
Sorry, and have augmented reality and a heads-up display. So you
meaning
actually,
that you are looking through a pair of glasses in this case,
right?
And there's some sort of display on the glasses, but
so
it's transparent,
right? Exactly.
So you can still see what's going on around you.
And you can,
I think it's interesting.
Focus on things. It'll give you information. Like, I'm looking at this microphone, and it'll tell me, you know, where the microphone was purchased, or, you know, information about it.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Men allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you. 855-450-FREE.
Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts here in the remaining moments of this edition of the show. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We do it 7 nights a week, so there's always plenty of time for you to call in about anything that might happen to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And don't forget, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have there, and we give them all away, so enjoy it, freetalklive.com. If you would like, you can support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of things that you can do there if you feel so inclined to help Free Talk Live get into more people's ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Fox 32 News in Chicago reporting that a Northside family is furious over what they claim was an unjustified police shooting of their 7-month-old miniature bull terrier, Colonel Phillips, known to the neighborhood as the Colonel. Residents are also upset not just because police shot a puppy that they all knew, but also because the shooting occurred not far from a preschool on a street where pedestrians, including children, could have been hurt. The dog's father was a champion show dog, and his owners hoped he would one day be a show dog himself. They look like Spuds McKenzie. You've seen the Target ad.
That's one a bull terrier.
One of those, but they're miniatures.
Smaller.
Owner Al Phillips says of the breed.
Spuds McKenzie wasn't a big dog anyway. I mean, he's certainly stocky, but I don't think they get much above
small to medium size, I would say, right?
Yeah.
These dogs are smaller than that.
Short, medium, yeah.
So according to, again, Fox 32 News, which has one of those lovely websites that refreshes on you as you're reading them. So on Saturday afternoon, the colonel became a target himself. He was shot by a Chicago police officer in front of his owner's gated Northside home. Police were busy writing a parking ticket for a van belonging to Al Phillips, so Phillips came out to move the vehicle. Phillips explains, "My little bull terrier followed me out. Then all I hear is boom, boom, two shots. You shot the dog," he said. One eyewitness, Charlene DeZago, told Fox 32 that she heard the officer warn Phillips about the dog being loose, but the officer never sounded like he was in danger. All of a sudden, I just heard him say, "Get your dog," and then the next statement was, "Get your dog," and then he just pulled out his gun and shot twice, said DeZago. Morgan Phillips, Al's daughter, rushed the dog to an emergency vet. He needed 5 hours of surgery. They took shrapnel out of his stomach. He had shell casing in his leg. It lacerated his muscle. We were going to show him, but we can't now,
nope.
Morgan says. While Fox 32's Larry... So it sounds like he survived.
Yeah.
While Fox 32's Larry Yellen was interviewing the dog's owners, two police officers drove by the home. 90 minutes later, they came back and asked Phillips why he'd contacted the media. Then they gave him a ticket for not keeping Colonel on a leash.
Right. So this is how it goes, folks. You know, I mean, we weren't going to give you the ticket, but then you contacted the media, so we're going to have to come after you.
They already gave him one ticket for having the car parked apparently somewhere where it was illegal to park, then shot the man's dog almost to death, and then decided to give him a ticket for contacting the media for some other BS. But you're right, that is how it works. They want to keep their activities as quiet as possible. They want to get away with murdering dogs because the dog happened to survive this particular gunshot wound, but there are no shortage of stories of police officers around this country shooting and killing dogs.
Well, let's not forget what this cost the family. I mean, let's think about it for a second here. I don't know what it costs for the surgery to remove the bullets from this dog, but let's call it $5,000. It might have been cheaper for the family if they'd have killed the dog.
Sure would. Police spokesman says the shooting's being investigated by the Independent Police Review Authority, which investigates all police shootings. The Phillips family says they're considering a petition drive to have the officer who shot their dog taken off the streets. Well, I wish them the best of luck, but odds are good. The police, even if you do get hundreds of signatures on your petition, won't give a flip about that.
Who is the Independent Police Review Authority?
I'm not familiar with this
organization. I've never heard of this organization either. So
good question. Some cities have groups of citizen oversight boards that will look into things like this. I don't know if that's what they're referring to in the Chicago area, but that's a possibility.
I mean, it sounds like
they're usually toothless.
Yeah, it sounds like an organization. It has like an acronym to it. It's just sort of interesting. I wonder how independent they really are and how unbiased they really are, you know?
They also say that after shooting the dog, the officer put his gun back in his holster and calmly finished writing the ticket for their van.
Real Dirty Harry.
Sick stuff, man. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE.
It's like an epidemic. It's hard to, you know, I mean, we've said it so many times, this behavior has to stop. Police officer, I mean, somehow or another, postmen, post people, mail carriers all over America, government workers that go up, you know, that spend their time going to people's houses can deal with the dog problem, but police officers can't.
Right.
Well, the difference is that the dog carriers don't have a gun to rely on. The police officers do.
And immunity. I mean, the police officers can't really... I mean, there's not much that can be done to them.
I don't think that they could do anything to the post people either, necessarily, if this was the case. But, you know, they've got some kind of less than lethal thing. If you really feel threatened by the dog, taser him or spray him with
mace. You never hear about dogs being tasered.
No.
You never do, because what this is it's about a sick in the head cop that just wants to cause harm.
He knows he can kill a dog and get away with it.
And he's just a sick bastard.
It looks that way. I'm not going to propose to know, but it looks that way to me.
Otherwise, give me a break. This dog isn't much higher up than your ankles, dude. I mean, a little bit taller, but not much. There's a picture in this story, and we'll link to it over at our Facebook and Twitter, so you can see it as well, and it'll also be on the Free Talk Live BBS.
I mean, this really is truly sociopathic behavior, and every cop that shoots a dog, I feel, should be fired immediately. Just immediately, because obviously that person, not right in the head.
This poor puppy, I mean, it's okay, it's not the size of a puppy, but it's a small dog. I mean, it's still 7 months old, it's probably fully grown, but it's in its owner's arms here in one of these shots.
Full height,
Yeah, I mean, its height cannot be higher than half of someone's, first part of their leg. I mean, this is a small dog. It's easy to hold in one's arms like a baby.
And it takes no more effort to draw a can of pepper spray or a taser over a firearm.
It just doesn't seem like it's worth it, but, you know, one doesn't get to pull out a gun, fire it two times, and look cool sliding it back in and continue to writing the ticket if it's mace, you know, because everybody's going to have to move away. If it's mace, it's messy. Yeah,
let's go to the phones. Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Robert.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, Johnson brought up a really good point there, to use, pepper spray. or even a stick would be a lot more humane than to, you know, than to use a gun. And I can see where this is going, where, somebody's going to end up, they're going to shoot a cop. That's what's going to happen.
Some would suggest, Robert, that that's one of the reasons why police behave this way. It doesn't seem as likely in a situation where they're just writing a ticket, but if they're doing a home raid, let's say looking for drugs, it has been suggested that police will either shoot dogs or cats or level their guns at the animals to get the owners to react in fear or anger and frustration at the officer and lunge at the officer, perhaps, so the officer then has the excuse to shoot them. That has been suggested, and I think it's believable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no quick. It's like you just said, Ian, that they're taunting, the public. Let's see how far we can push this. And, just have to be strong enough and not be able to do that. I worry about my own dog. And my wife and I, we rescue animals. We rescue dogs. We love dogs and stuff like that. And it just breaks my heart when I hear things like this. You guys have a good evening.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a power move. I mean, it's really them just, I'm better than you.
Either that or he's scared of a 7-month-old miniature bull terrier. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. And apparently, throughout the neighborhood, so it doesn't sound like a very,
they have a name for him.
Petrifying dog.
Right.
I just don't understand. Either he's scared of the dog because he just doesn't, dog, or he just wants to shoot something. That's all I can come up with.
I really feel like it is that. And, I haven't said anything that's going to make me really unpopular tonight, so I feel like I should bring it out now, which is that I really feel like if they could get away with it, they would shoot children.
I don't know. I think not. I think that children are the one thing that sort of is held up there as the one pure thing in our society. Whereas I get where you want that. You're saying that people want to use a gun. That
these cops that are doing this, what they want to do is they want to lord their power and authority over people and make them feel helpless and angry. Because what these cops are sociopathic bullies, and they really are. They have a problem interacting with human beings on a normal level.
It's not like they have to clean up the mess,
right?
It's obviously not all cops that are doing this, but the ones disturb me greatly.
There's plenty of them out there that do it, and the police department is behind them as well. Now that may be, there may be people in their department that disagree with them, but the departments always close the investigation and say, "Oh, he's violent, but it's fine. He was scared. He was scared for his life, so therefore it's fine." To just blast away someone's peaceful animal, it's wagging its tail at you. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.